Come on, in you go. Don't mind, please. I wasn't expecting company this evening, but you look so downtrodden at the office that it was breaking my heart. Welcome to the mysterious Fionnuala's apartment. And while you're here, you can call me Nuala, all right? Well, why don't you sit on the couch and take a load off? Now what are we going to do about you? Seeing your smile every day is what makes going into work such a pleasure for me. Can't have you looking so defeated. Why don't you tell me what's bothering you? Oh, would you like something to drink first? I almost forgot how to play the hostess. I never have any friends over, so I'm completely hopeless. You're the only one I feel I can talk to at the office anyway. What would you like? I can make you just about anything. Oh, but I don't want to leave you sitting on the couch when I'm busying myself in the kitchen. I'd invite you to stand round in the kitchen with me, but you look so comfortable here on the couch now. Could I let you in on a little secret? Just between the two of us. I feel like if there's anyone I could trust, it would be you. Would that be all right? A bit familiar. Is that okay? All right then. I know the lads at work tease me that all I ever wear are turtlenecks and that I always keep my hair in this fashion. But it's all a ruse, meant to hide my embarrassing deformity. You see, I have this network of ribbon winding behind my ears to the top of my head, under my hair. There. Oh, it's such a relief to take off at the end of the day. Now the ribbon runs down on both sides of my turtleneck sweater, see? And I... Well, I'm not going to show you. But I have the ends of the ribbon tied up under my bra straps, under my sweater here. And that's all to... keep my head from falling off. See? Oh, sweetheart. It's okay. It's okay. Don't look so frightened. I'm all right. Nothing's wrong. It's just that my head isn't attached to my body, see? I'm what they call a doulahan. I just like to keep it hidden. People always stare so much. Would you like to hold my head? It's all right. Here, just hold it like this. There you go now. See? It's nice, eh? Rather intimate, I think. Also, it saves time. Now the rest of my body can get up and go fix his drinks and dinner in the kitchen. Go on, you. See? There she goes. Oh, my. Look at the arse on that one. Why didn't you tell me those pants made my arse look so big? You're supposed to be a friend who can give it to me straight like that, all right? I'm only teasing now. You've always been such a dear to me. I wanted to share this secret with you. Make us even closer friends, right? Hey, you friggin' headless woman in the kitchen. Keep it down in there. You know, if you want to put my head down, you can place it on the couch cushion. If you're getting tired of holding me. That's where I sit when I'm watching telly and my body's doing something else. Oh, you're not tired of holding me. You kind of like this, do you? Well, so do I, love. I like this right fine. Oh, will you look at that? My body's arrived to break the sexual tension and shove a glass of wine in your face. Manners, lassie. There you go. Now back in the kitchen with you, and fix us up a light supper. Don't worry, dear. She's an excellent cook. I think she cooks even better when I'm not perched in there with her. What? You think she operates on her own? Well, not really. I'm controlling her for the most part, but there is a kind of freedom I have with the rest of my body. My head, too. It's all kind of blessed. I think I go dropping it all the time, but I don't. It comes kind of natural to me. but I really like the way you hold me. Could I get a sip of your wine, if you don't mind? There. You've got it? Thanks. Didn't spill a drop. At least, I don't think so. You'd tell me if I had wine dribbling down my chin, wouldn't you? I'd look completely daft. Now, we got a little wine in us. Nola wants to hear what's troubling her best friend who knows her secret. What's making you fret so? You didn't get your promotion? I thought you had it in the bag. Well, love, I'm sure it's doing a day now. They're just dragging their feet is all. Martin Croydon? Got it instead? Martin bloody Croydon? That stupid bastard shouldn't be nicking anyone's promotion. Especially yours. He should be out on his arse. That's what should happen to Martin bloody Croydon. That snaky little shitehawk. I tell you right now, that just boils my blood. How dare he steal your promotion? Buddy, get in here. This foul news has put me in a riding mood. We're gonna have to delay supper for the time being, love. Fury, this knot always gets me feeling a tad supernatural, if you follow me. How would you like to come meet my horse? Oh, I never tell anyone at work that I have a horse. But yeah, I have a real black beauty. Come on, my body's grabbing the keys. Set your wine glass down and let's go. His stall's just around the corner. I had to get this apartment when I moved to town. It's the only one I could find with easy equestrian access. Plenty of trails for riding. Wouldn't be myself without Chrome Duv. That's my horse. He's going to be excited to finally meet you. Put a cork in it, Chrome Duv. This is my friend that I've been telling you about. And I don't want you scaring him off with your menacing ways. You save that for the miserable idiot we're tracking down tonight. Let me get your saddle on you. That's right. We have a target. Martin Croydon. It seems he received a promotion that rightfully belonged to our friend here. We're gonna show him the error of his ways. Hey, you better hand my head over my body. I'm very comfortable holding my head while riding. I can see really well at night, too. You like my glowing eyes? Yeah, they kick in when I go night riding. And when there's some feckin' gowl I gotta punish. All right, now it's your turn. Here's my hand. Don't worry, I'm not invincible when I'm on my horse. You okay back there? Put your arms around my waist, love, and hold on tight. This is our first ride together and I want it to be special. Ready?
Okay, let's go kick some ass. Yeah. No horse trails tonight. We take the streets. I know just where that little shit lives. That's right. Tell him he'd shut. That's a riding through, so they best stay mum if they don't want any of my business.
How you doing back there, love? Hanging on okay? Well, you better get ready. You're not gonna believe our luck. I see bloody Martin Croydon parking his car not a block away.
Time to drag my steel. Aha!
And there he is, getting out of his car.
It's payback time, you bleeding nutter! Martin Croydon, the devil wants your head.
Ha 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 ha.
That was fun. You want to keep his head? No? Nah, me neither. It was such a miserable little pox. Let's get going then.
Is it okay back there? You're going kind of quiet, and I can't see you while I'm riding. I hope you're having a good time. I'm glad we got Martin. Hang on, true class. I'm feeling savage myself. When we get back, I can finish making dinner. And if you're up to it, we could celebrate. Or just chill on the couch, watching telly. You know, if you'd like. I've been tempted to ask this, but I was worried how you'd take it. I'm nervous you wouldn't like it, but... How are you with Highlander? You know, the show? Oh. My. God. That's brilliant. We should totally binge that tonight. If you're up for it. Yes. I am so excited. That show is unreal. Dead on. With the head chopping. The quickening.
Quality job tonight, Cromdiv. Let's get you fed and cleaned up. Oh, you want to home ahead again? Well, go on. My body can handle the rest. You want to go back to the couch and get comfortable? Oh my, I didn't expect it'll have to go. How about giving me another? Cromdiv, if you don't mind. Yeah. Why don't you take me back to the couch then?